said time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. One thing that I'm passionate about is health, particularly women's health. On the line, OBGYN, Dr. Nia Thompson-Jenkins. It is STD Awareness Week. And sis, I know you and I had a conversation not too long ago about STDs and how it impacts women and their fertility.
Absolutely, Julie. And I am so happy that you are really bringing awareness to this STD Awareness Month, because I think this is so important for our young women and really young adults in general to be aware of what's going on. So I'm going to give you the 411 real quick.
Okay.
So there are so many STDs that I want everyone to be aware about. So there's gonorrhea, there's chlamydia. You know, those are the ones people always talk about. But there's HIV and AIDS. There's herpes, there's syphilis, there's trichomonas, and really there's even hepatitis B and C that are transmitted sexually that people aren't even really aware about. So, you know, to me, this combo is really important because most often, and I'm going to speak mostly about women, but most often people are asymptomatic and they don't even know what's going on with them, and they don't even realize maybe their partner has it and they're giving it to them, or the partner spreads it, or flipping and flopping each way or the other, you know? So here's the thing. Chlamydia is the most common amongst young adults, and really that's in the world. And usually it takes about 3 weeks for it to show up or before you have symptoms, if you have any. So there are recommendations that women are screened under the age of 25 every year. And you can be screened by urine. You can be screened by a swab on examination. And I think this is really important because gonorrhea likes to play with chlamydia. They often come together. And so, you know, you could have someone walking around, male or female, that has both and doesn't even know. And so this is really important because why chlamydia and chlamydia specifically likes to attack your fallopian tube.
Okay.
It can attack the cervix, the uterus, it causes inflammation, and boom, you look up years later, you have this big pelvic infection, you are trying to, you know, have a baby, and now you're having problems with infertility. And that's because it's damaged those fallopian tubes. So everyone out there, it is important to get screened for these things, because this isn't just this little silent thing. You take antibiotics or you shake it off, keep moving, and all is well. The thing is, that infection goes up into anywhere else in your pelvis, and years down the road, you're trying to start a family and you have issues. And newsflash, this isn't just for women, but this can affect men as well.
STD Awareness Week. Know your status, because you could be asymptomatic. Doc, is there a website people can go to get more information?
Absolutely. I know we don't have a lot of time today, but those other ones I mentioned, the HIV AIDS that I know you get a lot of with commercials, the herpes, the HPV, the trichomonas, the CDC, cdc.gov, you go to their website, and they have an STD website, as well as the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and they really give some really, really good information, and that's ACOG.org. And it'll go over the hepatitis B and C, how you get tested, when to get tested, all of that stuff. Because you know what, lady? The knowledge comes from, your power is in your knowledge, and it is in your ability to get tested and to know your status.
Couldn't say it better myself. So make sure you handle your business. Thank you, Dr. Nia Thompson-Jenkins. We'll be talking again soon. OBGYN, know your status so you can be healthy and won't suffer down the line. I appreciate you, sis.
That's right. Y'all have a good day.